Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is Lawrence Simon, 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, woo, number 174. Look, if you've been following the Twitter stream, you know, I have been going through the least of it. The wife, shit. Oh my god, all the crap she's gone through. You know, the best part is, these doctors, they're gonna, you know, take a few days for tests, all the while she can't sleep, can't swallow. She's going through hell. Oh, no, a few more tests, Oh, they're a risk, and they're gonna go and do that shit anyway. Nah, she's gonna grab a needle and stab herself in the neck herself. Because she's just that tough. But until then, let's find out who goes first in this weekly challenge. The winner of last week is Linda. You know, the missus sounds almost exactly like you when you were totally hoarse. So, hey, you know, maybe there's something there. Premonition or prediction or predilection or whatever the hell the word is. So, Linda, you're up to bat. You're the big kahuna. Your link, all your stuff is in the show notes, podcastnewsfullofcrap.com, the text, blah, blah. Let's just go for it. Here you go.
Hey, everyone. It's Linda, where it's raining, and I like it. Yay, rain. Or it could be the waterfalls. Yes, I could be laying broken at the bottom of a waterfall. Or not. This week's theme was Over the Falls in a Barrel, and I went Outer Limits style this time. Well, not Outer Limits, because there's no space aliens. There's space aliens in my comic strip, so you get your space alien fix there. There's a guy walking around right outside the window carrying a pink bag. I don't know. He's pacing back and forth. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's waiting to bag me and take me to the land of Hello Kitty. So I guess I better read this fast. I killed my fifth husband on our wedding night. You know how it is. To cover it up, I thought I'd take him to Niagara, do the whole traditional over-the-falls bit. People die doing that all the time. The hippie by the side of the road guaranteed his magic barrel would change my life. Didn't tell me it would bring that old bastard back from the dead and keep me from dying when we hit the rocks. Doctor tells me I'll probably be like this for the rest of my life. My husband visits me every day.
Now hold on a second. Husbands visiting their wives in the hospital. This has a strange, familiar sound to it. Yeah. I'm trying to remember back where I heard about someone doing that. God. The weird thing is, there's an incentive. In my mind, I try to maximize the value of every dollar. So the parking garage there, it's like, you know, the up until 3 hours, you know, that becomes $12. And then after that, it's like lost card, $12. So when I get there, I'm going to get my $12 worth. And so I may just be, you know, sitting around or napping in the corner or just, are you all right, dear? But really, I'm just, you know, trying to save the 12, you know, make that $12 stretch. I mean, look at this economy. You know, oh, if you can find a parking space all day in any city for $12, you're a lucky guy. In a hospital zone? Ooh, that's just... All right, so, I'd better get a bigger bouquet of flowers for the next visit. Anyway, that's Linda's story. You can find out more about her, links, show notes, the text for a story, vote for your favorites, but let's not get all carried away. First, let's get the rest of the stories in here. Josh Bodzin, I remember saying that name long, long, long ago. So he's not technically a rookie, I think. I'm not sure. I'm just a little tired to look all this stuff up and such, and Tom's gone, and he's like Mr. Statistics. I think he... You know that tiny pump house on the hill? I think it turned out to be where he hid his kidnapping victims. Yeah, right. Anyway, here's Josh's story, as read by a midget.
The power was off. So were our computers. Management was telling us that we can go home. In my mind, I'm already gone, paddling through the break, warm salt water and sparkling sunshine bathing my body. Dolphins leap from the aquamarine and urge me to join them. Throwing our heads back, we laugh and click at our good fortunes. Suddenly, a dark wave rises and barrels above us, enveloping and sucking me over the falls. I surface, gasping, and see to my horror that someone has harpooned the dolphins. A shark gnawed my leg, and the power was back on.
Now that was almost poetry. Cool. I guess I'll have to remember that the next time the power gets wonky at work. Should I take Monday off? Okay, I could take Monday off if I actually go to the I'm going to be going there like every day anyway. I mean, that's what you do. That's part of the deal. You know, you got one of those things. Yeah, that's just part of the bargain. You're there. So you don't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to send this person, that person. Yeah, I'm just busy going through work. I'll stop by. No, no, that's not what you do. People think you're weird if you do, like, you go home to record a podcast. Look, she said, go get the cat's food, go do laundry, go do whatever, you know, her best friend's there. Okay, so I've got a reason. All right, let's get to the regulars here. TJ! Hey, did you know that he's in North Dakota? I didn't know that. What, you don't believe me? Well, you best hear it straight from TJ's mouth.
Hi, my name is TJ. I am a North Dakotan, and this is, well, my entry for Over the Falls in a Barrel. I didn't really have a story, but I thought in the tradition of Edgar Allan Poe, you might not mind the occasional literary critique. And since TV is the new reading, all of my literature is televised. So, for my entry for this week's challenge, I'm going with Wonderfall.
We're bobbing along in our barrel. Some of us tip right over the edge.
One of my favorite short-lived productions ever was Brian Fuller's Wonderfall, centered around Niagara Falls souvenir shop girl Jay Tyler, a post-grad slacker with an undemanding job and a highly demanding family. There's a twist of fate regarding a maid of the mist who went over the falls to save her tribe with the words, "I surrender to destiny." When inanimate objects, or muses, begin to talk to her, Jay finds she too must surrender to destiny to help those around her in her own unique and quirky way. The DVD set brings great closure to some fantastic storytelling in Wonderfall.
Okay, folks, what do you think? You think critiques and literary criticism ought to fit as a story? I don't know. It's your call. Andrew Ian Dodge did that for a while, and it was like news breaks, and it really wasn't a story. Then he actually started doing stories, and they were cool. I don't know. Your call, folks. Let your votes be your voice. Also, Wonderfalls on DVD, great series. It's really funny. And the fact that all the episodes are on DVD and you watch that, that's what makes it better. You don't have to wait a week where you forget, oh, yeah, this character. But then again, if you wait a week, it sinks in. Ooh. I hope I didn't pick up any staph infections from the hospital. Oh, yeah, more stories. Guy David does the music for his, for the beginning, the end, probably Animas. If you've got a wedding and you need good music, he's the man. He'll do some he'll do wedding music that will just liven up this momentous occasion. So here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to weekly challenge number 174. I'm Guy. The topic for this week's challenge is Over the Falls in a Barrel, and the background music is By the Fall. Enjoy!
I should have guessed it was a bad idea to sneak up to a live show in a barrel. First of all, I couldn't see a thing. What's worse, my barrel was hanging by a thread and I could feel it slowly snapping to the sound of throbbing guitars. As I fell on Mark E. Smith, I discovered how tough his head really is. After they took both me and the barrel to the emergency room, the live show continued as if nothing happened. I later saw the pictures in the newspaper. I did take the fall much too seriously.
So there is a band named The Fall. Cool. I was wondering if anyone would try that angle. Way to go, Guy. Give me a second here. I think I picked up a bug from one of those people in the ICU. That's how you concentrate disease. You put everybody all in one, then you have nurses go between them, ferrying the germs around. I think that's a disgusting concept. Speaking of disgusting concepts, hey, you know what? If you've got a story that's longer than 100 words and you don't know where to put it, how about you try Great Heights? Follow the themes there and then give it a shot. See if it works. You see, I'm not good enough for it. I just write 100 words in batches. And when I see those prompts, I want to know the story from the... I want it to jump at me. And the prompts have been hitting me. And I've been kind of getting ideas for them, but they always end up 100 words. And you've seen a few of the failures up in the feed recently, in mine. So, but here's Jeff with Great Heights, and I'd call his kind of a sister podcast to this one, but he's sucking up to Norm Sherman and the Drabblecast. You know, if I had a podcast that I wanted to emulate, I'd be like Drabblecast. Yeah, uh-huh. Suck up to the guy who gets in Wikipedia where I can't. I've been doing this for 4.5 solid years, and he gets in Wiki. The world acknowledges him. Me? Mm-mm. No. That's all right. I'm not in it for the money. He is. Luke Coddington? You know what? I bet he has lots of gambling debts. Here's Jeff.
Great Heights. The height of podcast fiction.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong podcast. This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This week's entry is 174 with the topic of Over the Falls in a Barrel. I don't really have a title for this one, so we'll just go with Over the Falls in a Barrel. This was nothing new to Jack. He'd done crazy things all his life. In the 1920s, he had even gone over the falls in a barrel. But that was before the world had gone Sue crazy. How would his wife put it? Look, I did something stupid. You didn't stop me. It's your fault. But this was a new one, even for him. He never thought he would do something like this. His right hand still ached some from the book worth of waivers he had to sign to pull this off as he gripped the plunger. This has been Over the Falls in a Barrel by Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, please take the time to check out the archives. Yeah, I got you there, didn't I, Lawrence? And there's also this thing called Great Heights there where other people write stories. Sometimes even Lawrence writes stories. But you get stories by Mick and Norval and Danny and sometimes Justin and Anima and Guy David and all those people that write here also seem to like writing at great heights. So come on over and join us. We have lots of fun. This week's prompt is pick a newspaper story or any local news story and then twist it and make it into a story for you. Great Heights, the height of podcast fiction.
I like the tagline. Hey, who gave you the idea for that? No, you probably came up with that before. You just needed some joker like me to actually say it out loud. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Meanwhile, you've had all the bumper stickers and keychains and all the jock straps over at Cafe Press printed up. Dude, make one of those thongs of thong designs with the podcast logo for Great Heights. Yeah, I need something for the wall here. I haven't added anything to my trophy wall here for a while. Although I've got the music, the CDs from Second Life performers on that wall. I've got the books about Second Life over there. I've got the bobbleheads. Oh, the Pez dispensers. They're up there. Great Heights thong. Just don't price it $100. Right. Who's next? Danny Mockle. Yes, he's back. Everyone's back. We have 100 stories this week. Everyone came back. The poll is going to be nuts. It's going to take 12 hours to get this all recorded. This is going to fill up an iPod and a half. And now I'm hitting the pop filter. Oh, dear. Anyway, here's Danny.
What's up, guys? This is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories podcast, weekly challenge number 174. The topic this week was Over the Falls in a Barrel. And I'm assuming that means Niagara Falls of sorts, because that's what mine's about. Sort of. I don't even have it open. Maybe I should. So that I can record it. Maybe I'll cut this. Maybe I won't. How's your guys' Saturday going? Yeah, pretty good. By the time you read this, I will listen to this, I will probably be fishing. It's Friday right now. And I'm going up to the lake. That's going to be really cool, relaxing. 100 word stories folder, killing time, awesome. Over the Falls, opening file, sweet. Waiting for open office, 3. Okay, and we are prepared. Make sure the word count says 100. Hey, and it does. Alright, this is my story.
He crawled in and sealed it up from the inside. I kicked him right into the river like he told me. Right as he went over the falls, though, a flying saucer appeared and beamed him up. It was the craziest thing. Never saw Kirby again.
The grandchildren rolled their eyes.
They came for me the next night, and, where are you going?
Outside to play, Grandpa. We are too old for your stories. Kickball in the backyard was short-lived when the lights appeared in the sky. Grandpa put on his foil hat.
Back in my day, we wore foil hats to protect us from the aliens.
Is that still true? I don't know. I guess there's a certain stereotypical thing with alien abductions and stuff. Like that one guy in Independence Day who kept getting made fun of for being probed. I always thought that was pretty funny. All right. Hope you guys all have an awesome weekend. Wow, I was pretty vocal on this one. I must have had a little too much coffee. Later.
He wasn't made fun of because he thought he was probed by aliens. He was made fun of because it was Randy freaking Quaid. I mean, come on. Dennis Quaid? You don't make fun of. Randy Quaid? Oh, man. Wasn't he, like, in Saturday Night Live for, like, a season? Why? I mean, was John Lithgow not available? Anyway, thank you, Danny. And, man. You know, I've got this timer going. I'm doing laundry while doing this. Because I maximize the amount of effort. Maximize effort for minimal. Multitask. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I'm not really doing anything well all at once, am I? Oh, well. So I'll just get out of the way and let Anima Zabaleta tell her story. She wasn't here last week. We all missed her. But she's back. Yay. Hi.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 174, Truth or Dare. Thank you, Guy David, for the music. Go ahead. Nail the lid shut. I sit on the edge of Niagara Falls, getting closed into a wooden barrel. How do these things happen to me? Oh, don't answer that. I know how they happen. If I live, remind me to never, ever play Truth or Dare with the Knievel clan again. I picked Dare because I didn't want to risk having to tell the truth about which of the showgirls I have been sleeping with. None of them. Or worse, that Uncle Knievel might ask which of the show horses I fancy. All of them. Minor picadillos.
Thank you very much, Anima Zabaleta. I roll my gambling cube here. Oh, it's come up blue. You win. Congratulations. I give you a pony. I chop it up and put it in the mail. You expect it 2 to 4 weeks, maybe 5.
What the hell was that? I am multitasker, man. I'm doing laundry. The toilets have the scrubbing bubble stuff in it, so the cat's whiskers will get all foamy when they drink from them. And did litter boxes. Whoops! Uh-oh. That means I gotta go get the laundry. While I get the laundry, you listen to Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 174 with the prompt of Over the Falls in a Barrel. Here's my story. Students milled through the university cafeteria, unaware of Andrew sitting alone at a table. He spoke to his food. Low-calorie meals taste okay if you put enough butter on them. He watched her approach, balancing a large green salad in one hand, an armload of books in the other. They both wore the uniform of the perpetual dieter, sweatpants and a loose t-shirt, though hers were a feminine pink. "May I eat lunch with you?" she asked. He looked into her eyes. His heart felt like it went over a waterfall in a barrel. He fell deeply in love. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
The perpetual dieter. At first I read that as the perpetual dieter. Now is the time on 100 Word Stories when we dance. No, you may not touch my monkey. That's why we read them aloud, so that idiots like me know what you're talking about. All right. By the way, I just got the laundry. Oh, I need to set the timer to remind me to go get the stuff out of the dryer. Let's see, 35. I thought I left a 20 in my jeans pocket, but instead, these three $5 bills came out. So I've got three Lincolns, and I'm wondering if this is some kind of omen. But instead, I'm thinking it's like, dude, the washing machine just ripped me off by $5. So, really, that sucks, man. Somewhere in this thing, it stole my 20, and it threw 3-5 back. And it's like, what the fuck? I hate these things. They eat socks. But now they're stealing $5. Man. I hate technology. I'm going down by the river and banging my clothes on a rock. I mean, that's what my wife figures I do. You know, she was like, oh, I feel so bad that I can't do the... It's bad enough seeing you there, you know, suffering. Yeah, I feel bad. They do that to you, don't they? Yeah. Oh, I feel so bad that I can't... Oh, you look like you have a little bit of a sniffle. Am I that helpless? Here's Justin. Does Aaron ever do that to you, Justin? Does anyone have any stories like that? Maybe we could do just a week of just... You know, I feel so bad that I can't... You know... I'll go in tomorrow and get the next round. Yeah. Man. Whew. Yes, I miss her. Yes, I worry about her. Yes, I would bring flowers if there weren't people deadly allergic to them in the ICU. You know, the next time someone calls and says, you know, can I do something for you? Yeah, how about pay for a private suite on the fifth floor there? Yeah. You know, once she gets out in like a day or two that they want to watch, make sure that her, you know, lungs don't explode. That's a real problem here, you know, lungs exploding. Maybe Justin has a story about that.
Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story. One day, boredom had sucked away several hours, so I decided to make a flying barrel. When I had finished it, I decided to fly it to the river and go fishing. I dropped my line in the deepest waters. I fooled all the smart fish because I had no boat. I caught a huge fish. It pulled me like a balloon down the river. I saw it when it leaped down the waterfall. It soared, scales glinting in the sun. I shot skyward, fish in tow. Ocean-bound, I hope to use my prize to catch an even bigger fish.
Thank you, Justin. I've always wanted a flying barrel. Last, and probably least, is Planet Z. Yes, he even wrote a story for this one. I'm glad, because I didn't have time to write one, but that's what he's for. Z, take it away.
Come in. I tell you a story of the old days. Yuri Kiev, inventor Iron Beak of Baba Yaga, great cannon of empire, make boat for soldier, swim underwater like a sturgeon fish. He call it a submarine. Soldier get in barrel, go in the river. Not sink, buoyancy, once barrel get to city, soldier come out and burn, city burn, 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 war is win, he get 500 troops to storm Kerry, submarine place in the Suna River, troops float downstream. Kivach, waterfall, break barrel, down the soldier, and Yuri, executed by Tsar Rutova. Yuri funeral, very popular, good times, much vodka drink, much a barrel of pickles. Surprise, barrel have drowned soldier. Disgusting.
Ah, man. Well, that's it for the weekly challenge. This week, number 174, Over the Falls in a Barrel. The topic for next week's weekly challenge has been posted. Be sure to check that out at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. But before that, maybe you should, now that you've listened to all of these, let the authors know how much you appreciate their stories. Vote for your favorites, that's favorites, at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Show notes are there. The text of the stories, links to everybody's site. And yeah, I didn't have one for Linda in the sidebar, so added it. Anybody else that I'm missing from that sidebar, let me know. It's easy to add, just lazy to actually look it up and check. Yeah. Let's see, what else? Thank you to everyone who sent in a story. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for the great music, Guy David. And thank you to everyone who said, our thoughts and prayers are out there for you. And like folks saying, is there anything that we can do? And it's like, okay, I've got a list of people that need killing. I know one guy who will probably, is there anything that I can do? Dumb hick, son of a bitch, anchorman, who makes like $1.5 million a year. You know what? Give us your maid for a week. Yeah, because I know that you don't wash your own underwear, man. Give us your maid. Yeah, you want to do something constructive? Give us your maid. Yeah. Okay, Dave? All right. Yeah. This is for the anchor, not the other Dave, the one who was actually nice enough to call. And I just was touched by that. And then when I was in the parking lot, I was touched by this very strange and smelly man. I couldn't get away from him. Alright, well, I need to go down to the psych ward next time I go there. But until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.